All right, this next topic is an incredibly important one, and it came up in today's discussion, and I'm sure it comes up quite a lot for you in your conversations with others as well as with yourself. And it's on the topic of this thing called intention. If you haven't been digging into what alternative media has been saying about the shifts in the ascension of the planet and of humanity over the last few months, then I would recommend peeking at the Conversations with Spirit YouTube channel and taking a look at what probably is still listed as the most recent video, which is on the topic of 5G or 5D. And what I go into in that discourse is the brief overview from a few perspectives on what it means to be in a fifth dimensional reality, what it means to be in the process of shifting out of a third dimensional reality, transitioning through the temporary stage, temporary here being key, of the fourth dimensional reality, the astral reality of turmoil, conflict, and general discomfort within one's self and one's reality, and then shifting into that much more expansive, open, and unified state of the fifth dimensional reality. The reason I'm referring to those realities for a moment here on the topic of intention is because the relative level of awareness of the collective of humanity in the third dimensional reality was fairly low. The awareness levels were fairly low. More so than ever before, they have elevated to a point where we can begin to have these much more in-depth conversations and not simply theorize what it means to be spirit having a human experience, but to speak of our own direct experiences of that phenomenal, magnificent phenomenon that is the aware being in a deep state of knowing that that being is a spiritual being here having a human experience. This concept of being an infinite being in a finite form, the finite form in this particular reality being called the human body, is a very discordant reality to be in. When we buy into the illusion of the physicality of this experiential plane, it is very easy for us to fall into forgetting of our infinite nature. And it is these types of conversations, and it is these types of topics, when reflected upon individually in your private silence, as well as with others in open, transparent conversation, that we begin to open ourselves to the vastness of our being and know these conversations and these discourses are not meant to be fuel for the mind to analyze its way through these constructs. It is an opportunity for the mind to perhaps feel as though it is melting, it is resting, it is taking that driver's seat, so that we as spirit can enter into this experience in a much more fully engaged manner. So intention is very important to consider, because in the third dimensional reality, intention was more than enough. We intended to do things, and with the best of our abilities, we hoped and we prayed and we had faith, and maybe it worked out. Maybe it worked out. That is the perfect example of the proliferation of so many being in a stuck state of effect of what happened to them and at them in their realities. When we talk about intention, we are still talking about attempting, or this infamous word called trying to do things and hoping that they work. The concept of attempting to do something, of trying to do something, of even, and this may seem controversial for some, the intention of doing something, all of these constructs, all of these states of mind are rooted in something called doubt. Varying degrees of its wavering, but still doubt. What is the next upgrade? What is the next step above intention? That's something called decision. In a fifth dimensional reality, the margin of error for us to be in states of doubt and states of fear and states of wavering uncertainty are much, much smaller than they were in the third dimensional reality. It is now shifting into a very clear picture that this is not a drill any longer, that we have all collectively created the reality that we are now simmering in, stewing in, and it is only up to each one of us individually to get out of that steaming, simmering pot of goo, clean ourselves off as best we can, ask for assistance when of benefit, and then to step into a state where we are fully in a space of definitiveness when we decide what happens next. That is what it means to be cause over our reality. And that is what we are asked to do now, more than ever before. And it's only going to get hotter in the kitchen, people. So if you are not comfortable in this definitive state of being able to make decisions and acting upon those decisions so that your words and your actions align, you may have a bit of a challenging time in the next months to come, and even perhaps all the way up to 2024. It is up to all of us to step into that space of power as quickly and as definitively as possible now, so that the new reality can take form much faster than in the next 4 years. And we certainly all have the power to do that individually and collectively, but we have to be able to shift out of these wavering states of uncertainty. So consider how often you use the word intention, and consider changing it to decision. I choose to exercise my sovereign free will to do X, Y, and Z. And although it's hopefully to at least a certain degree clear that being in that more definitive space can be very helpful in living a life of much more bounty and much more prosperity, it is not only for the access to the abundance of bounty and prosperity that I am suggesting that you step into a more definitive state. It is also because when shifting into a fifth dimensional reality, we are being invited, very strongly encouraged, in fact, to enter into a greater state of awareness of our multidimensional nature. Being aware of our multidimensional nature means that we are intimately familiar with what it means when we say everything is energy at its most fundamental. Coming from that baseline, then, we immediately begin to appreciate that there is much more than the physical world that we see in front of us in this beautifully created illusion. And when we begin to see through the illusion of the physicality of this experiential plane, which is not to say that it is diminished or not valid in any way, for it is truly invaluable as a tool and a playing ground for us to be able to work within this simulation to achieve greater states of remembering of us as spirit and what that means. But it is also very easy to slip into a state of forgetfulness, where we forget that we are so much more than our body, so much more than our thoughts and feelings and everything the mind produces combined. Entering into that state of expansiveness through the breath, for example, which is yet another one of those invaluable tools within this reality, we can very quickly enter into the now moment where expansiveness is accessible, where our power to choose, to decide, is so readily available for us in that state of awareness. And then we begin to exercise all of that which we do in a place of cause over everything that happens to us. And that is a very rudimentary and essential step in the process of becoming creator incarnate in form. So finally, to end off this particular conversation about intention and its upgraded version as decision, I share with you a definition of what it means to make a decision. To make a decision is to cut off all other options. That is the extreme definitive nature of a decision. Think back to things you have seemingly decided to do in your life. Think back to even simply one example of something that was so important to you that you decided, yes, I will change my habits. I will change the way I live every day of my life so that I can achieve a particular goal. And 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, 28 days in, everything goes back to how it was before we made that seemingly made that decision to change something. If your decisions are not something that you can follow through on, observe where those kernels of doubt or uncertainty reside, for it is in that uncertainty or doubt in yourself or in any aspect of the world seemingly external to you that is going to make you falter, and the wavering state of your being will make it almost impossible to get back into a state of steadiness where you can follow through on that decision. And here we enter again into the discourse of integrity. Align your actions with your words. This will help you in so many ways to accelerate in the process of your own ascension and thereby the ascension of the collective.